The Paradise Town Board will come to order today, October 11th, 2022 at 7 p.m. And before we get started, if you'd join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Before we get started, just a few notes at the top of the agenda. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. At this time, I'd ask that you turn off or mute your cell phones or put them on airplane mode or something so that they don't disturb the meeting. And if you have any private conversations you'd like to have with anyone sitting around you or in the room, if you could take them outside the store here in the lobby behind us so it doesn't interrupt the meeting. It's rather difficult to hear up here when everybody else is chattering. I'll leave the other two items for you to take a look at. Let the record reflect that all of the board members are present. And do we have county introductions?
Brady Bernhardt, Comprehensive Planning.
And I don't think we have anybody else. Okay. Item number two, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments during the meeting will be limited to 3 minutes, and if you'd step up to the table, there's a microphone up here. Push the button up and a little orange or red light will come on. And we do need you to use it, whether you have a booming voice or not, because the meeting is recorded. When you do come up, if you state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the secretary so she gets everything. If the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, it must be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Do we have approval for the minutes of September 27th, 2022?
Mr. Chair, I make a motion for approval of our last meeting minutes with no changes.
We have a motion to approve the last meeting's minutes for September 27th, 2022. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Approval of the agenda for tonight, October 11th, 2022.
I don't know that there are any changes. I don't think there are, but I'd make a motion for approval of tonight's agenda.
We have a motion to approve the agenda for tonight, October 11, 2022. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Informational items. Okay. Accept the applications. It's on here. Does anybody have anything they'd like to say before we get started? Okay. Planning and zoning. Item number one. UC 220521, County of Clark, LV Convention Authority. Use permits for the following. One, recreational facility. Two, fairground. And three, live entertainment. Design reviews for the following. One, recreational facility. Two, fairgrounds. And three, live entertainment in conjunction with a convention facility on 51.8 acres in a PF public facility zone. generally located on the north side of Sierra Vista Drive, the east and west sides of University Center Drive within Paradise.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, Town Board members. My name is Tony Celeste, that's C-E-L-E-S-T-E, and I'm here on behalf of the applicant, the Las Vegas Visitors and Convention Authority. As you can see from our aerial, showing the campus of the site, basically on Paradise, between Paradise and Cambridge, and on the south side of Desert Inn. You can see I've highlighted two lots here that are really the subject of tonight's request. They are what the LVCVA considers their bronze and platinum lots. Historically, as you know, the LVCVA has a lot of special events on the site with their various conventions and expos that come to town here. We are asking for the ability to, without having to come in on a monthly basis, the ability to do special events on these two lots, the bronze and platinum lots. These are outdoor events. They generally would be once a month. Some of those would, by way of example, include SEMA, Cowboy Christmas, some of those type of events that they have throughout the year. Like I said, generally once to twice a month they have these events, generally on the weekends. So this was a way for us to come in and ask for that ability as opposed to the monthly, coming in monthly and requesting, you know, each time seeing me monthly doing this request. So with that, we have spoken to a couple of neighbors with respect to this project, and I told them that we appreciate first staff's recommendation of approval, and I did tell the neighbors that if the board was so inclined to support our applications, that I would ask for two additional conditions. Did meet with the neighbor here at the Las Vegas Country Club off Pinehurst, Helen Foley. She wanted to confirm that we were not having livestock on the property, and I can confirm there is going to be no livestock. So no livestock with respect to this application. Occasionally there might be livestock on unrelated portions closer to Paradise, but for this particular application on these two lots, no livestock. So I would ask that that condition be added. Number two, we met with Daniel Grimm. He is the owner of property right here at the corner of Sierra Vista and University. This is a, you may remember this, now a Hampton Inn, a Holiday, or a Hilton hotel area. He too had some questions about it, about basically the hours of operation, noise related to any special events. And I told him that we would, that basically all events cease at 10 p.m. and there would be no special events between the hours of 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. So that goes as well as for the noise. We have a specific condition related to having our noise minimized based on the impacts of our adjoining owners. So with that, we appreciate, like I said, staff's recommendation of approval, agree to all those conditions, and you, like I said, so inclined to support it, we respectfully ask that those two conditions be placed on. That's it.
Is there anyone here who likes to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board. What were those hours again?
We would, no special events from 10 p.m. to the following morning, 6 a.m.
What type of entertainment are you going to have?
So it would be basically the entertainment could potentially be, you know, live bands associated, music, venue type of deal. That would be really what would be associated with some of these events that they brought in for, you know, during a Cowboy Christmas, by way of example. May have a, you know, some type of country, western type of singing or something like that, by way of example. But again, everything would cease by 10 p.m. and nothing would serve to be operational before 6 a.m.
So you said somewhere in here, I read about mitigating the sound to the residents.
Mm-hmm.
And how are you planning to do that if you're 10 feet from your property line?
So first, hours of operation, I think, are essential that we not be doing it between the 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Number two, we do have some noise ordinances that we have to abide by, so all of the equipment, everything that has to face internal to our site, not external. So those are really the two two-based mitigating factors. We also have, with respect to the residents to the north here, we do have, fortunately, Desert Inn Road. We have the Country Club Inn buildings here that are anywhere from 8 to 10 stories, the Mark Towers. Through this corridor here, a lot of it is already zoned H1. I understand there are some residential uses there too, but those are a lot of the mitigating factors that we have with respect to that.
So if you orient it towards, away from the residential areas,
right,
and then the sound bounces off the buildings back to the residential, so I don't see how you're going to accomplish it, but and I suspect you'll get a lot of complaints.
Is it mostly going to be music type events, or more like when the concrete people are in town and you take all the equipment and set it all over the parking lot and the car show and all the cars are all out of the parking lot, more than it is going to be musical events?
Correct. It's the latter is going to be more the predominant. So just by, you know, way of example of some of the planned uses they have coming in, like, well, Cowboy Christmas would be like the exception, I said, where you potentially could have some of that country western music. But SEMA's coming in. We have a World Concrete Expo, so there's very unlikely that there's going to be music live entertainment associated with that. We have the International Builders Show, another Con Expo. So those are the type; those are the predominant type of shows. So I think the main reason I wanted to include the live entertainment was because of the Cowboy Christmas potential of that.
I know that the lot out front gets overwhelmed. They had to move it to the other side of the street for a couple of years, and then we expanded the convention center with the West Hall, so that area is all gone, so it makes sense they would be looking for this side. So I don't think the music is going to be as big a deal as just needing space for display. Does anyone else have anything?
I do have.
Go ahead.
I do have one question, Mr. Chair. So Tony, let me ask you this. I don't see it in the water. Is there a time limit to this? I don't mean hours. I mean 1 year, 2 years, 20, or is it permanent?
It is, would be more towards the permanent status. So if there was a, you know, review you wanted to maybe for us to consider, I could certainly, you know, your review or something would be, I think, potentially appropriate.
I think that that's where
okay.
We're going to go.
Yeah. Okay, understood.
Or where I would certainly want to go. I understand the staff is okay with the approval on it, but I'm a little uncomfortable with some of the fine-tuning of what might need to be done to keep the bad big noises from reflecting off weird sights that there are so many of in that particular area. There might be some things that we need to adjust and deal with.
I'm comfortable with the coming back in a year review.
Okay. That's all I have.
You can make a motion without that?
I certainly can. Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion for approval of this application, subject to the preliminary staff conditions with the addition of three conditions, a 1 year public hearing review of the application, no livestock at these approved events, and no at the events need to cease at 10 p.m. and no events between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m.
Thank you.
Does Secretary have all that?
I got it, thank you.
Okay. So we have a motion, you've all heard it, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Good luck. Item number two, and let's see. We'll go ahead and read items number two and three into the record so that you can speak on the whole thing. Is that what you want? Item number two, BS 220519, POLV LLC, vacate an abandoned portion of right-of-way between Harmon Avenue, located between Las Vegas Boulevard South and Audrey Street, alignment within Paradise. Item number three, UC 220518, POLV LLC, use permits for the following. And this is rather lengthy. One, high impact project. Two, resort hotel. Three, public areas, including the casino, showrooms, theater, live entertainment, retail, indoor, outdoor, dining and drinking, offices, conventions, and parking structure. Four, associated accessory and incidental commercial uses, buildings and structures, including retail areas, dining theater, spa, fitness center, wedding chapel, vehicle, automobile sales, convention facilities. Five, kitchens within guest rooms, and six, deviations as depicted per plans on the file. Deviations for the following: one, increase building height; two, reduce height setback ratio; three, encroachment into airspace; four, reduced parking; five, reduced loading spaces; six, alternative landscaping and pedestrian realm; seven, permit tandem parking spaces; and eight, all other deviations depicted per plans on file. Waivers of development standards for the following: one, reduce setback; and two, allow non-standard improvements within the right-of-way. Design reviews for the following: one, high-impact project; and two, resort hotel with all associated and accessory uses, structures and incidental buildings and structures on 6.3 acres in an H1 limited resort apartment zone, generally located on the east side of Las Vegas Boulevard South and the south side of Harmon Avenue within Paradise.
Good evening, Rebecca Miltenberger, 100 North City Parkway, Las Vegas, Nevada. Last name is Miltenberger. I'm here this evening on behalf of the applicant for both items 2 and 3. We are excited to present a new high-end luxury casino resort to be constructed at the corner of Harmon and Las Vegas Boulevard. The project is proposed to be 43 stories with approximately 2,400 hotel rooms. The project will include a luxury hotel, casino, approximately a 2,500 seat theater, and accessory uses thereto, including multiple food and beverage options, high-end dining, a resort-style pool, spa and fitness center, wedding chapel, and convention facilities. The applicant proposes to construct approximately 58,000 square feet of casino space, 91,000 square feet of convention space, as well as about 15,000 square feet of public pool area with some additional guest room-only pool spaces. The pedestrian realm along Las Vegas Boulevard and Harmon will include landscaping consistent with county code and plant materials that are currently permitted. Vehicular access to the property will be off of Harmon Avenue. There will be three driveways proposed. One change to the staff report relates to parking, and we have spoken with staff about this. The applicant has since decided to add additional parking. So the applicant is now proposing to provide 2,100 parking spaces, where 2,425 spaces is required. We have asked for a reduction in parking, but with the increase, our reduction, we're now asking for about 13% for reduction in parking. The parking contemplates that guests will use alternative modes of transportation, such as ride-sharing services, taxis, public transportation, and the like. Accordingly, the applicant has included a large valet area as well as a large ride-share area to accommodate those alternative modes of transportation. Additionally, with the increase in parking, the applicant is proposing to increase the number of tandem parking spaces from that listed in the staff report. So the applicant is now proposing to include 88 tandem parking spaces. They will remain all valet parking spaces and are to accommodate additional vehicles in those valet areas. And as noted in the staff report, applicant will have a valet attendant on site at all times to assist with those tandem parking spaces. As noted in the staff report, we're also seeking a setback along Las Vegas Boulevard. However, that setback does not commence until the 64 feet above Las Vegas Boulevard. This has allowed the applicant to include enhanced sidewalks at grade level and provide sufficient vertical clearance for emergency vehicles. Non-standard improvements that would be included in a right-of-way would include those enhanced sidewalks as well as landscaping materials. The height, design, and materials proposed for this project are compatible with those other projects on the Las Vegas Strip and are compatible with the Clark County Master Plan. The companion item, which is actually item two on your agenda, relates to a vacation of some public right-of-way along Harmon, which you can see here. This area has been requested in order to increase the setback and also assist with access into the facility. We've been working with Public Works and they are recommending approval on that vacation. One change to the vacation application is that staff has withdrawn the condition to have the vacation be recordable prior to building permit issuance or applicable map submittal. And that's been discussed with staff, Commissioner Staff as well. Staff is recommending approval of both applications, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you have.
Is anyone here like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
I see it's primed to be a nice giant sign and a couple more applications.
that is a rendering, but signage is not included in
there's no real design element to it. It's just a big white canvas for the signage.
Look at all that room they have.
I know. It'll be great coming back.
No one has anything, I'll make a motion to approve items number 2 and 3. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Well, that was quick. Item number 4, UC220512, EHH, venture use permit for a pawn shop. Design review for a pawn shop in conjunction with an existing shopping center on 4.7 acres in a C2 general commercial AE70 zone, generally located on the south side of Sunset Road, 630 feet west of Spencer Street within Paradise.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, Town Board members. My name is Tony Celeste, C-E-L-E-S-T-E, here on behalf of the applicant, Easy Pond. We are coming in with a use permit requesting a pawn shop. We are located on Sunset Road, just south of the runways here. Just by way of a little bit of background, I don't know if this board has seen the latest round of special use permits coming in for pawn shops, but if you just spare me, give a 1 minute background. There had been for at least a decade, maybe even 15 years, a moratorium on pawn shops being allowed in Clark County that was based on population. Obviously, the valley's exploded over the years, and the business licensing department determined that because of the growth in primarily the southwest, a little bit here in the southeast and the eastern part of town, that a new round of pawn shop licenses would be available. So there was application submittal through the business licensing in the spring. So it was a little bit different in your traditional way of first getting land use and then going to business licensing. We actually had to first secure a site and submit that to business licensing to get a provisional license, and that made us eligible to file a land use application. So I'm here today now on the land use application. We have secured a site, preliminarily anyways, located here on Sunset Road. It is zone C2, which is one of the most important aspects when considering a special use permit. We meet all the separation requirements. We appreciate staff's recommendation of approval, and more than happy to answer any questions you may have.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak on the item? Seeing none, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board.
If there are no comments or questions, I make a motion to approve subject to the preliminary staff conditions.
So we have a motion to approve subject to the preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Aye. Thank you.
You're welcome. Item number five, VS 220516, Sierra Group Holdings, LLC. Vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County located between Windmill Lane and Horizon Sunset Drive and between Spencer Street and Wishing Well Road, alignment within Paradise. Did you want me to read six?
Okay. Read your one.
And we'll also read in number six, WS 220517, Sierra Group Holdings, LLC, waivers of development standards for the following. One, architectural compatibility. Two, reduced setbacks. Three, reduced trash enclosures, enclosure setbacks. And four, reduced throat depth. Five, reduced setback adjacent to single family residential. And six, parking lot landscaping. Design review for two proposed office buildings of 1.1 acres in a CRT commercial residential transition zone, generally located on the south side of Windmill Lane, 660 feet east of Spencer Street within Paradise.
Good evening, board members, Chairman Edgar Montalvo, 2209 Tosca Street, Las Vegas, Nevada, A91-2928. And we represent the owner of this property. Pretty much it's a couple of office buildings that we're trying to approve. We have a few waivers, then the staff recommends approval. It happens, and during the plan checking, we didn't. It was not brought to us the waiver number six, which is the landscape on the back of the building of the towards the south property. So the staff recommends to add a few more trees on the back of the property. So on the south side of the property. So everything else is we are willing to accept the staff conditions. And I was going to present you a small video so we can all see a little better how this is only 30 seconds, so you can see better how this will be working. Just trying to get the light. So you can see that it's a pretty straightforward video. And this one, what we're trying to do, one of the waivers that we have is for the compatibility, the architecture of the future that we have, because it's type of a modern architecture. So we're trying to do it, and on the east side of the property, there is something modern. So that's why we are trying to make it match with it on this section. So let me just play this video. Additional comment, we're trying to get our office or the architectural firm on this building, so we're trying to put our effort on it the best that we can so we can have it done in the best manner. So I'm willing to answer any questions that you might have.
So anyone here would like to speak on the item?
Yes.
Okay, how many do we have here would like to speak on? Three people?
Possibly.
You all want to say something?
Four.
Okay, why don't you come up? Come on up first. Address your comments to the board. And when you're all done, he'll answer any questions.
Could you repeat the first part? I'm sorry.
I said, address your comments to the board.
Oh, sure.
Okay, and then if you have questions, he will answer them when everybody's done.
Okay, okay. Sure. My name is Joseph Spencer. My address, business address is 341 Via del Duomo.
I think you need to push the button.
Oh, I think it's on. Maybe I just need to speak. Okay. Sorry. So I'm a partner with an LLC, TTNM Holdings LLC. I believe we are right next door, Summit Plaza. 2009 and 2015 East Windmill Lane. I believe we are right next door to the empty lot. And I just had a question in regards to an easement, because we have a driveway that goes to the right side of the property, and I believe that half of that driveway was allotted as an easement from the property owner. So I just am here to kind of verify and
okay.
And
all right, so
yeah.
Who else would like to speak? Come on forward. And then he'll get to that answer for you when we're done here.
Yes, sir.
Good evening. My name is Todd Gadd. Good evening, Chair and Board. Sorry. I'm the resident that's to the east of its location, and we actually have really good relations with the current realtor of that property. So my first question is are they okay with this change? The second question is, we have a bunch of elderly neighbors that can't be here this evening that have actually fought to make sure that this land remains with one-story properties. I wasn't able to view the videos and keep them, because they did have it rezoned from commercial, so that we don't have apartment complexes, Burger Kings, any of that stuff, to like doctor's offices, dentist offices, one stories. The other concern is how far away from our residential walls are these buildings going to be? The other question is how much parking lot is going to be in there? Are there going to be lights that are going to cast light into our residences? There's a whole host of questions
okay.
that come up.
Who's next?
Would you guys like to look at the plan?
Yeah.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you. Look at that.
Is this on? Oh, there we go. Yep, so my name is Harlan Sharples of 8028 Martin Gale Lane. I'm a neighbor. So my only deal, I didn't see the video either, but I assumed from the picture there that see a second point type of thing, but my only real concern is on Windmill Lane. It's a very busy road, and already there are a lot of entrance and exits all the way along, and it's quite precarious. Actually, it's really precarious, and so I'd be interested to know how you're going to deal with that in terms of traffic. You're going to turn left, turn right, when you've already got your kind of adjacent roads. At right angles that already kind of, because when you pull out, you typically sit in the middle of the road, you know, particularly at rush hour when, you know, it's an office, you're going to have people coming in first thing in the morning through rush hour, leaving the same time, you know, at night, rush hour. So you're going to have that issue with residents trying to kind of occupy that central space in the road. And you get quite a lot of accidents between Easton and Spencer in that section, exactly where we're talking about. So that would be my concern, one of like safety for pedestrians, because you've got a lot of little people, kids too, when they come off from school as well, from the local middle school there. So I just like it to be recorded that there might be some safety issues with this. So, you know, what kind of mitigation factors have you got there?
Okay. Anyone else? Okay, then we'll like to respond to their concerns.
Do you want to respond them now, or do you want me to?
Yeah, you can respond to them.
Yeah, well, as you can see, one of the first issues that we have here is going to be just one of the issues that we have.
Just address the board.
One of the things that we're gonna do for the issues that they have, of course, as I said, we can put the there is not going to be lighting on the back, because there is nothing to be lit on the back, just pedestrians and safe walls. Is going to be, I mean, lighting, nothing major, just for security, whatever the building code requires, just one light bulb, probably 13 watts, and that's all that is going to be on the back.
Then we can, what we can do in order to have it better, we can actually increase and put a, if there's an issue for buffering or noise and stuff like that, we can do a double buffering landscape on the back so we can have more nice landscape and we can have it done that way. For the issues of the easements, that also was one of our issues. Then, because there is like a cross access between the two properties, but there is nothing recorded. The engineer and unfortunately he's not here right now, but we were looking for all those documents because, as I said, it was our first issue. We were trying to keep it, but actually the staff was not okay with whatever we're trying to do because the driveway that we have there as a cross access, it was only 10, 12 feet, so it was too narrow. So it's not actually a recorder cross access agreement between the two properties. But still, we have it open on the side, so it's not going to be totally closed. So we, as a good neighbor, we actually leave it open, and you can see the fire truck route. We're going to keep it open for them so we can have it as a courtesy open to the neighbor. It's not something that we actually need to do, but we actually plan it to do because we thought it would be nice to them. In the other hand, as you see, it's only offices. It's not going to be nothing like retail. So that's what it is. About the safety for the public and trying to do it like that, I think it's not going to be a major issue because even if it is an office space, it's not a major impact to the traffic to it because they're just professional services offices. So it's not going to be something really major to the traffic. And if it is going to be some traffic issues, the Public Works and Traffic Department will issue a request for a traffic report, then we are more than happy to provide it to them, trying to mitigate any issues that we might have for traffic and safety of the pedestrians and neighbors around it.
All right, with that, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board. I have a question about the setbacks. You've got reduced setbacks, so you didn't talk about that.
Yeah, the reduced setbacks on the side, and the west side, we reduce it from 10 feet to 7 feet, and on the rear we're reducing it from 20 to 18 feet. So it's not a major reduction of the setback, but that's what we're asking, and the staff recommended approval, as it is just a minor thing. As I said, as we're too close, what we can do and request to our client, and I'm pretty sure he doesn't have any issue with that, is to double the landscape on the back, so we will provide a major buffer to the neighbors. We already have a block wall around the property, so that will not be an issue. We can also ask them to do some decoration on the interior, then we actually might request it as an architectural feature, but that's what we are going to do. Those are the setbacks that they're asking for reduction.
And where did you place the trash?
The trash enclosure is another of the waivers. It is right here on the corner, and we also are trying to put some landscape around it so we don't have anything on the back. Yeah, so that's why it's because of the closeness of to the residential. That's what triggers the waiver. There is no other place to put it other than in the front. And in the front, we really it's one of these properties, and you need to decide which place do we put it. If we put it on the front so that everybody will see it, or we hide it on the back. So that's the place that we decide to put it.
And so how is that in relationship to any residences?
I think the residences are in the back, right here. Okay. If I don't remember wrong, the residences are in the back.
So your reduction there in setback was what?
For setbacks, on the back is only 2 feet, and on the side is 3 feet.
Mr. Chair, I went out there, and I think this is a good companion to the existing property that is two office buildings now. And hopefully he answered your questions in that on the plan it shows there's still cross access so that they can, both properties will connect through that easement, whether it's recorded or not. There's, when it's said and done, it looks like to me you're not gonna tell that it's not one property other than the design of the buildings, because you've got two office buildings, there'll be two office buildings, they're one story, so it's no different to the houses to the than the two that are there, so you're not going to have, you know, the concern about the restaurants, the Jack in the Box, whatever is not going to happen. You're basically going to get a duplicate of what's already there. So of the waivers, the setbacks are minor except for the trash enclosure where there's, because of the size of the site, there's not much you can do. And then the parking lot landscaping, which he has plenty of landscaping. There's no need to put it in the middle of the parking lot where no one can park.
I knew you were going to get to that.
Yeah. Because that's the whole purpose of staff turning down this whole application, is because there's no parking lot landscaping. So I think it's a good fit for that lot. Unless someone wants to buy it and build a house on Windmill, I don't see happening. A single story small office, I think, will be a good fit for you all.
It seemed that he had good landscaping along and around the parking lot, not necessarily in it.
Well, if you turn, if you turn the page, there, that one, you can see all the landscaping. It's not like it's unlandscaped.
Yeah.
And they don't have parking lot landscape in the next door. It's all around the building and the perimeter of their parking lot. They don't have any parking lot landscaping either.
Now, did you say you're willing to enhance the landscaping along the back?
Along the back. That's the one
for
of the
residential. A buffer?
Of course, we will increase it, because that was actually the recommendation for approval on the waiver. So they are actually asked only for two medium-sized trees. We can do something better.
So, Mr. Chair, I'm not entirely sure that I understand what staff means versus the plans on page six.
They're all six. They're all six.
I'll go back to six. Fourth page in. Waiver of development standard number six. A waiver of the way it's written in the staff write up, it says, you know, basically they're waiving all landscape in the parking areas.
Yeah.
But as shown on plans, there's landscaping.
Yeah.
So confusing. So there might be a reduction, and they may be asking for a waiver, but what we have as evidence in front of us shows landscaping inside the parking areas and around them. So I'm good with that.
Yeah, and the only thing staff wants is two little trees and some ground cover between building one and the property line, which I don't know what that will do.
How many additional trees are you looking to add?
On the back?
Yeah.
At least four of them, five of them large, plus whatever we have already planted there.
So basically you're already saying that you're going to do more than staff's recommending in their if approved conditions.
Yes. We thought that it was going to be enough, but for some reason when they wrote it, and if you see our justification letter, we were not even requesting for a waiver for the landscape. But we thought that we were fine. Mm-hmm. But during their research and doing their work, trying to write in this report, they find out that we're missing some landscape, and the recommendation was that we need to add a couple medium-sized trees on the south property line, which is the rear. So that's what we say, well, if that's the case, we can add it more, and we can put it a buffer landscape there. A thicker one, so it would, nobody would be bothered.
The only thing you might want to check with those two property neighbors, because they both have swimming pools right up against the wall, and they might not want trees with leaves blowing into
that's
their pool.
That's true.
Is that you?
No.
What kind of buffer do you want?
So, because we're on the west side of that property, mm-hmm. and then you're talking about the two neighbors to the south, so there are residences on two sides of that.
Oh, yeah, all five residents have pools up against the wall, so everybody.
And me personally, no pine trees, because I just ripped one out of my backyard. But some sort of barrier that's taller would be fine. The leaves among that might be a concern. I mean, it's cool, you kind of look at that leaves, but I want some sort of, like, the buffer I'm seeing is like this. I'm expecting something a lot more than that. Like,
I don't know how many people.
The county loves Mondale Pine, so you need to specify, or that's what they'll tell them to put in.
I bring them up four times a year. That's why I got rid of that pine tree. But no, it's just like there needs because the wall, like
mine's only 6 foot.
Yeah, so like you're going to see into this parking lot. That's going to be their view.
It's my master bedroom. This is that.
So there needs to be some, like, I'm just looking at the plans, and I don't know how much of the landscaping between the wall and the parking lot's going to be.
Can we just recommend you meet with these five neighbors and figure out what tree will be acceptable to them? And
before we can get it.
Before, yeah.
We'll
just put a note, you know, please meet with the neighbors.
Of course.
Trust me, I have a property that they lined with Mondale Pine, and I deal with is
they
take all the pine needles and throw them over the wall back on my side.
Yeah, they're big pine.
Can we move the building, the one that's on the southeast wall, a little bit further to the east so that it's right up? Because the other gentleman that's not here, his property, he's on vacation for a month, so he can't speak. But it's right up next to his wall, that building. And that's what his view is going to be. Like, can it be moved, like, building itself moved more to the east and maybe a little bit more to the north than what it's currently sitting? There looks to be room for parking. But then it doesn't entertain this gentleman, because that easement, from what I'm looking at, just goes away.
Yeah, I have all the survey shows the easement.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all the easement does is that means you both can cross over it back and forth. It doesn't give you ownership to anything.
Sure.
It just says, yeah, I give you the right to go over it.
Yeah, it's not an issue of honor.
So can you meet with the get together after this and get together?
We're not over the reason we're proposing for the because of the architecture and the type of trees is the Palo Verdes. You know, but I don't know because of the.
Well, you can get together with them. You've got until you don't go to the planning commission until the 2nd.
Yes.
Of November.
Yeah, that's fine.
So yeah, so y'all want to meet out in the hall out there?
Yeah. So work something out with them. Okay.
Can we have a copy of these plans?
Can they have that one?
The board.
No, I don't need him. If he's okay with giving him to you.
There's only four copies.
Okay. Susan, would you like to make a motion?
I will make a motion to approve this application subject to preliminary staff conditions and the recommendation that the applicant meet with the adjoining neighbors prior to the November 2nd. November 2nd.
Yeah, it's going to change. It's November
2nd.
Planning
Commission meeting. I just keep moving them.
Are we going to receive an update to that meeting? Because we will be in attendance. Because the car is set on November 1st.
It's November 2nd. Is that correct?
That's
nope. That's what you gave me here.
Yeah, so actually, that's one of the updates. It's going to be November 2nd for County Commission.
Okay.
So it's not going to planning?
Right.
Okay.
I just saw the AMA today, so.
You won't see another card, so it's the 2nd.
So be aware that's the
same address?
No, downtown.
Downtown.
In the county building.
Right, not this address here, I'm sorry, the one that's currently on the card. It's just November 2nd, so you can't have that address.
Yeah.
Right.
At 9 a.m.
At 9 a.m.
Oh,
9
a.m.
Yeah.
Okay. Planning commission's at 9?
It's going to BCC now.
It's going to BCC.
But in the meantime, if you wouldn't mind meeting him out there, did we vote after my motion?
We did not.
We did not. There's some conversation.
No, we were just conversing, so. I don't know if you got all your motions.
I made my whole motion.
You made your whole motion.
Did you get my whole motion?
Can we get that again?
Right. That's new with the neighbors regarding the landscape.
Before the
BCC
meeting
okay.
On November 2nd. All right. Mm-hmm. We've got the dates.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
So if you all can meet with him out there and get everything worked out before November 2nd.
All right. Now that we've got that done, item number 7, UC220526, TGI Vegas Holdings LLC, use permit for temporary construction activities on 2.5 acres in an H1 limited resort in apartment AE65 zone, generally located on the south side of Russell Road, alignment, and the east side of Las Vegas Boulevard, south of Paradise.
Good evening, Chairman, and good evening, Chairman, board members. My name is Chad Peterson, P-E-T-E-R-S-O-N, with McCarthy Building Companies. Our application is for temporary use of the currently vacant lot that is directly north of the Pinball Hall of Fame, right off of Las Vegas Boulevard. We are proposing to use this land for temporary construction use for the Dream Hotel project, which is directly south of the Pinball Hall of Fame, just to the north of the Harvey Davidson facility. So our use would be for temporary construction access for potential laydown areas and trade parking for the duration of the construction project, which is scheduled to finish in the end of 2024. So we have already worked with the airport, which is directly to the east of us, and gone with them as far as what the current use was for the property and got their approval for the use of the temporary construction activities, along with coordination with Harvey Davidson and Pinball Hall of Fame, as far as what we'll be using that property for. So we have separate special use permit for Harvey Davidson for some other items that we'll bring before the board in a later time.
Is there anyone here who likes to speak on the item? Seeing none, I'll close to the public and open it to the board. That's the area right off some of the corporate jet.
Yeah, corporate jets
parts are right on the other
basically
side.
Basically, right down in here. This is all my signature, which is part of the airport property, and then this is all airport property down through here.
Okay. And how long do you expect that's going to be?
It'll be December of 2024 is when we complete the project.
A couple of years.
And we've done with the use of the
commission.
Okay. Mr. Chair, if there's no other questions or comments from the board, I'd like to make a motion for approval.
Okay.
Subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion for approval subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Good luck.
Thank you.
You go to the BCC on the 2nd also.
Yes, sir.
Okay, item number 8, WC220240106, WS210683, Greystone Nevada LLC, waiver of condition of a design review requiring stair step with a planter 3 feet in width between the retaining wall and the screening wall for a previously approved single family residential development on 6.4 acres in R1 single family residential zone. Generally located on the north side of Rochelle Avenue, 390 feet east of Pecos Road, within Paradise.
Good evening again, Mr. Chairman, Town Board members. My name is Tony Celeste, here on behalf of the applicant, Lennar Homes. As you may recall, this property came before this board earlier this year. It is an infill piece highlighted here in yellow. This is Rochelle. It is in between Pearl and Pecos. This is Flamingo up here. Carmen a little farther to the south, Paradise Crest neighborhood, a little bit farther to the east here. We came in originally showing 30 homes on this 6+ acres, ultimately approved for 29 homes. One of the, originally when we were coming in for the application, we were requesting an increase in wall height, and specifically our retaining walls, along what is our eastern property line, anywhere from 4 to 6 feet in height, so the combined wall height would have been anywhere from 10 to 12 feet. During extensive neighborhood meetings and working with Commissioner Sagerblum's office, we were actually able to withdraw the wall height waiver because we were able to utilize what is now going to be and soon obtain this private easement that will drain actually from south to north. It was previously going to drain north to south, which required us to build up the site, and therefore requiring the retaining walls. During the hearing, there was a condition, unfortunately, that we missed that also stated any retaining wall, regardless of height, had to have a 3-foot setback or a 3-foot planter. So what that means is that even today, if it was even 2 inches, we would have to be 3 feet back. Well, that would create really a no man's land between the existing wall and then where our wall would be. So it was an oversight. Really, we're here to clean up the item. Apologize that planning did not get the staff's understanding plans, but Public Works did have it. As I mentioned, the private drainage easement has been signed by all the parties. It has been approved by the Water Reclamation District. So with that, we agree to the condition of approval, though, that a retaining wall does go 3 feet or above, then we have to have the planter 3 foot setback. So that, I'm more than happy to answer the questions.
Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on this? If you'd like to come forward and give us your name and address for the record, the microphone's right there.
My name is Donna, can you hear me? Donna Ollins, 4267 Rochelle Lane, Las Vegas, Nevada. I don't even know if I'm right behind that wall you're talking about on Rochelle Lane. So can you explain the wall that's in back of my house? It's going to be like an alleyway or?
You live back. Just to make sure. Which is right here. This is Rochelle Court.
Right, Rochelle Lane. Right.
Yes. Okay.
And I'm the first house in.
If I may.
Yes.
So actually, we want to remove. So today, that condition would require us to essentially have this alleyway, no man's land. We want to remove that. We've been able to lower our wall height so that everything can drain north to south. So what we want to do is build our own wall adjacent to your wall within 4 inches, cap it, put foam and cap it, not to have a 3-foot walkway between our wall and your wall. So we're asking to have that condition removed and have no walkway 3 feet between our wall and your wall. Hopefully I answered your question.
How high will that be though?
Our wall will be no taller than 9 feet. We may have it a max of 3-foot retaining and then a 6-foot screen wall on that, but that would be worst case scenario, which would be
your land is lower than mine, right?
We have pushed
this. I don't know how high my wall is, actually.
Yeah, your wall is probably 6 feet.
Mine's a little higher.
Yeah, we pushed our property down because, as I mentioned, we were able to drain it the opposite
direction. That was
the
biggest problem.
Yes. Exactly. So we think this is a benefit for you and all your neighbors that live along what is your western property line, our eastern property line.
Okay.
All right. Now, we can meet, afterwards.
Is there anyone else? Okay. I'll close the public, open it to the board. So basically, you're going to have your walls within 4 inches of each other. They're going to be capped. And then you're not going to have rodents, little kids, or anything else getting stuck in them.
That's exactly right.
Huh?
Well, I can say one thing, Mr. Chair. I'm glad that the parties all worked together to get the drainage figured out, because I think that was in the best interest of everyone to actually combine these two walls and not have the reverse flow and all that stuff. I'm glad that was sorted out. And with that, if there's no other questions or comments,
I have a question.
Yeah.
Why is staff mad at you? Because they're saying deny it because you never turned in a plan for your new drainage. So therefore, they don't want to give this to you because you haven't. You submitted something different and then never gave the plans to staff.
So
right up, they are mad at you.
They are mad at me. So, if you were to go back to the March 16th County Commission hearing, there was some changes happening pretty quickly at the podium. New plans coming in, those plans were submitted the day before, but apparently only Public Works, fortunately, did not make it over to planning. As far as the comment about the drainage, I'm not sure about, because that has been signed, and that is with the Water Reclamation District, so that part I cannot answer, other than I know we have our signatures and ready to go. But that is one of the reasons why staff is...
Yeah, they say because you never turned in new plans,
yeah.
They want to keep the wall. And that if we go ahead and approve it, and ignore them, that... that if approved still requires your retaining wall. So that's weird.
Well, and it would be if we if our retaining wall were to go to 3 feet and 1 inch, then this 3 foot planter would come into effect. So we're saying our wall height will not be, combined wall height will not be greater than 9 feet 10. So we agree with the condition. I can agree to that.
You can agree to that?
I agree to the condition.
Okay.
Yes.
As I was going to say, if this just if it just puts what they want back on the table, then we should take that out. But if you're okay with it, go ahead.
Did County have anything?
No.
Okay.
Brady,
did you?
Does staff have any?
Did you have
comments or anything about this particular?
Everything sounds pretty reasonable.
That's never stopped us before.
It hasn't stopped us tonight.
So you were making a motion.
I was getting ready to.
Yes.
I just wanted to.
Okay.
Clear it up.
I mean, I appreciate it. Yeah. So the bottom line is. Let me ask Tony a follow-up on this, so because to get the motion right, so we don't have a repeat. Okay, so are you then okay with the preliminary staff conditions?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and that's what you're saying you agree to?
Correct, because, so we're not, our retaining wall will be 3 feet or less, and so that we can agree to the condition, yes.
All right. So then, Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a motion for approval of this item, subject to the preliminary staff conditions, if approved.
If approved.
If
okay.
Approved.
So we have a motion to approve, subject to the if approved.
Oh.
I heard it up down there.
That was me. I was just wondering if it was if approved.
If approved, staff conditions.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
BCC on November 2nd. Item number 9, ZC220503, Phillips R. Dean, non-GST Marshall Trust et al. Zone change to reclassify 3.7 acres from an M1 light manufacturing zone to an H1 limited resort and apartment zone. Use permit for a multiple family residential development. Waivers of development standards for the following. 1. Increased building height. 2. Reduced parking. Design reviews for the following. 1. Multiple family residential development. 2. Alternative parking lot landscaping. 3. Finished grade, generally located on the east side of Valley View Boulevard, 300 feet south of Flamingo Road within Paradise. We hardly ever see him. I need to hear that later.
Good evening one more time. My name is Tony Celeste, address 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant for properties, and I promise this is my last application of the night. So first let me orient you with the area. You can see we are located just south of Flamingo. I-15 would be a little bit farther in the east, the railroad tracks, Las Vegas Boulevard. Here is Valley View across the street. is the Kalita residential development. It's a wrap project, and then just west of that is the Palms. Across the street is the Rio, Caddy Corner is the Gold Coast. We are coming in basically one application, a couple components to it. The first component is our zone change. It is currently planned entertainment that allows a zoning district H1. It is currently zoned M1, so we're going from M1 to H1, which, as I mentioned, complies with the master plan. You can see substantially most of the properties around us already zoned H1. This is close to the corridor, the gaming corridor. We obviously have gaming across the street. We have use permits approved for multifamily in the area, including Kalita, directly to the west of us. So for those reasons, we think the zone change is compatible and makes sense, and we appreciate staff's recommendation of approval on that. The second component of this application is our design review. Again, we are about 3.7 acres. We are requesting to do a multifamily development, 258 total units on the site. So we require a special use permit since we're asked to do multifamily in the H1 zoning district. Access to the site will be off of Valley View right here. Again, just to orient you, Flamingo is a little bit to the north. This is Valley View on our western property line, Kalita Development to the west. Take access coming through here. We're proposing a 7-story building at 85 feet. That is important because our parking is on two podiums, as well as a little bit subgrade. So you would come in at grade right here. Residents will have access to their parking here at the grade level, below grade, and on the second level. You continue down this internal drive aisle. Right here is visitor parking. We also have additional visitor parking on the interior here. The leasing area is on the first level, though. And the rest of the level is, less of the first level is parking, as well as the second level being parking. All the units take place on levels 3 through 7. On the third level, are 3 different courtyards. Within those courtyards are mostly our open space, including our pool, spa, barbecue, amenities, things like that. We do have a dog park that is at grade level on the first level over here. Again, we do have a request to increase height. And, while H1 allows up to 100 feet, when you do multifamily, you have to revert to the R5 development standards. R5 allows 50 feet, so we are asking for a special use permit to increase the height by 35 feet to 85 feet. Again, we are probably going to be one of the shortest buildings in the area. Obviously, we have Palms and the Rio immediately adjacent to us, and heights considerably higher. So we do appreciate staff's recommendation of approval on that waiver. We are asking for a slight decrease in the parking counts. We are in the heart of the Las Vegas kind of Valley corridor, a lot of alternative means of transportation in this area. So we feel that the parking is not going to be a big issue for a property in a dense area like this. In all, staff is recommending approval of everything from the zone change, the design reviews, and the related waivers. We agree with all the conditions of approval, and I'm more than happy to answer any questions you may have.
Do you have anyone here who'd like to speak on this one? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Thank you. Great fit for the piece of land.
Yeah, are those pictures of it there?
Yeah, so these are actually, let me show you these, pictures of some in Las Vegas area, some outside, basically very similar properties that, four properties that developed. Jade is the one over on Spring Mountain area, or is that Spring Mountain? Yeah, yeah, Spring Mountain, just want to make sure, because they had a couple. Then you have a couple in Florida and California and the Phoenix area. This is what is existing, and then right here is our elevations for proposed. But this, you know, the J will probably give you a pretty good feel of what we're doing on this site.
Well, I would make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
So we have a motion to approve subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
All right, thanks to you. So great.
Thank you. It's been a long night. It's been a while.
That's 2 weeks ago. It hasn't closed.
I haven't seen you that much since the old days.
That's right.
Okay, so we have item number 7, general business for possible action. Review previous fiscal year budget requests and take public input regarding suggestions for the next budget year, FY 2023-2024.
Okay, so just wanted to go over a quick reminder of some of the items that were requested at the first and the second budget items. This is the third meeting that we have had that discussed budget items. So, just a quick reminder, we have a traffic light at Plain and Sandhill, full improvements on Annie Oakley from Sunset to Reno, convert all street lights within Paradise Township to LED lights, create public education program regarding garage sale signs, where to place grant opening signs, flags, general home building codes, etc. Hire more plan checkers, inspectors, and code enforcement officers. Repair and repave all public right-of-way within Patrick to Sunset, Eastern to Annie Oakley. That's what we have so far. As we discussed, Susan was going to kind of take a look at some other streets that she thought needed to be repaved. And those include between Eastern and Topaz from Russell to Hacienda, between Pecos to Pearl from Russell to Callahan, between Annie Oakley to Palm from Patrick to Russell, Old Mexico area, between Russell to Plaza de Vista from Palm to Mountain Vista, Carroll Court off of Mountain Vista, which is a cul-de-sac, and then between Palm to Mountain Vista from Tropicana to Sunflower. So those, if everyone's in agreement, I will go ahead and submit as well for additional
pavement. Does it go well with the ones you've already told me that are on their books to start in the future?
Yeah, so we took those. So those other items that we went and reviewed, they're already on the book, so no need to go ahead and ask for them to be included. I do have an update on Annie Oakley. We had our public works staff go out, and they confirmed that the intersection appears to have to be the existing pavement. They thought that it was a utility patch that was maybe just not lasting over time, and so it seems to be all of the existing pavement. So they're sending, our public works department is sending it to the roads department for consideration for repairs. So, and that's not something that we would include in budget, that's just ongoing maintenance.
Yeah.
So that's confirmed.
Good.
Okay. So I think that's everything. If you want to go ahead and make a motion, we'll make sure to get this all down and then sent to the appropriate departments for them to consider into their 23-24 budget cycles.
I shall make a motion to approve the items submitted for budget.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Bonka, good boy.
Yes. Always. Gathering it all.
Yeah, but that's not easy. It's juggling the axes.
Anything else?
No, I think that's it.
Item number 8, comments by the general public. Period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board. Jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on the matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the table. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. And I see we don't have anyone here. So we move on to the next meeting is October 25th, 2022. And do we have a motion to adjourn? We have a motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Good night.
So did anybody else think of the principal driving that?